I am Phil Nee, and for Todd Coppernall today, here is a look at news. New records shed more light on the firing of UW System President Jay Rothman. The Wisconsin State Journal reports that newly released emails and text messages show University of Wisconsin regents spent months privately discussing concerns about Rothman before firing him in April. Records obtained by the Journal reveal board members raised issues with Rothman's leadership, including disputes over artificial intelligence guidance and management style. Rothman, who said he was never given an adequate reason for his dismissal, led the UW system for 4 years. A search for his successor is now underway and is expected to wrap up later this fall. Juneau County will receive disaster aid following storms in April. Eligible individuals and households in Juneau County can now apply for FEMA Individual Assistance, which provides financial and direct services to help recover from disaster-related losses. A disaster survival assistance will be established soon in Juneau County with resources and information. The deadline to apply for individual assistance is August 31st. An update on the investigation, which continues into the Geneva Lake tragedy.
A Monday press release from the Geneva Lake Police Department provides details on last Friday's capsizing, which resulted in the deaths of girls aged 10 and 7 and a 6-year-old boy. They were among 9 people from Illinois and Wisconsin aboard a 25-foot boat, and initial investigation records show all juveniles on board were wearing life jackets of proper size and fit. The operator was a 47-year-old man with extensive experience. Despite his efforts to get the vessel to safety, large waves caused it to take on water and capsize, sending everyone into the water. First responders rescued 6 adults and 1 child. Divers were able to free the missing children, but despite life-saving efforts, all 3 were later pronounced dead. No further details are available. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A downburst was blamed for several properties damaged and perhaps even that tragedy on Geneva Lake. Southwest of Delavan, 2 motorcyclists were injured when 3 empty silos collapsed and fell on them as they were seeking shelter from the storm. Between 5 and 10 barns were also destroyed and hundreds of trees were snapped or uprooted. This intense storm moved through just after noon. The National Weather Service says it was a downburst, which produces straight-line winds. While they can sound and be just as damaging as a tornado, unlike a tornado, they don't include rotating winds. The Richland Center Kiwanis will be holding a pancake supper tomorrow night from 4:30 until 7 at the Richland Center Community Center. Those who attend will enjoy a great meal, and money raised from the event will go to a great cause. Steve Kolstad is with the Kiwanis and an organizer of the event.
It's going to be pancakes and applesauce and syrup and cherries and a beverage and sausage, the same stuff that we usually do for a pancake supper. And this is the July one because we're getting ready for our backpack program, and this is kind of the season to kick it off. All the money that we raised from this particular event goes out to help families in our community that are looking for some help with buying the products that really provide education to their kids. A backpack full of materials that will start their school year off in a really, really good way.
The Kiwanis hoping that everyone can attend to help out this cause.
And so we're really looking for turnout from the community like we always do. And we ask for a goodwill donation. We don't set a price on this. This is just an opportunity for people to come out, enjoy a hot meal, have some conversation with someone they really, really like, or find somebody else they don't know and enjoy the meal together. And because it's a goodwill offering, you know, you could bring a few people out, throw a few bucks in, and tell them that you're buying their supper. And that'd be a great thing, too.
Help raise money for the Kiwanis Backpack Program by attending the Kiwanis Backpack Supper, which will be held tomorrow night from 4:30 until 7 at the Richland Center Community Center. The reading of a founding document will be held in Muscadet tomorrow evening at 5. Ken Theed is president of the Richland County Historical Society, who will be taking part in the event.
We're planning to do a reading
of the Declaration of Independence, which in a historical sense, it was actually July 8th. And you can argue, well, it was obviously read on July 4th and it was sent, but it wasn't received for quite some time. There were three communities in colonial America where on July 8th, the Declaration was read to a crowd at the town square.
The reading will take place in front of the Muscatine Village Hall tomorrow night, located at 206 North Wisconsin Avenue, in conjunction with the reading of the historic document across the nation. The event in Muscatine will recognize the significance of that moment in American history. The event will include special music and presentation of the colors by the Muscatine American Legion Post 85. The agenda includes a few surprises, and light refreshments will be served afterwards at about 5:30. In case of inclement weather, the event will be moved to the meeting room in the village hall. Bring your phone or camera for capturing video or photos of the historical reenactment. Attendees should arrive at the village hall at 4:45. Seating will be limited. For further information, contact Mark Cupp at 608-739-2179. Vice President J.D. Vance will return to Wisconsin on Wednesday, marking his second visit to the Badger State this year. Vance will speak at the 128th Air Refueling Wing Hangar in Milwaukee, with doors expected to open at 10:30. The Vice President last visited Wisconsin in February to campaign for Representative Derek Van Orden at a machining facility in Plover. Vance's latest visit comes amid a tight race for Wisconsin governor, as well as the state's first congressional district, which includes much of southeastern Wisconsin. Further details regarding Vance's visit have not yet been released. A new report rates Wisconsin eighth in the nation on a broad range of metrics.
There's a lot to unpack from the 2026 State of the State report published by the bipartisan State of the Nation Project. Rankings include 31 metrics grouped into 14 categories, including the economy, education, the workforce, rates of violence, and more. Analysis by the Wisconsin Policy Forum finds Wisconsin's strong standing may be at risk, and that overall, Wisconsin is worsening on 13 of the report's 31 measures and improving on 8 of them. For the other 10, its trend is mixed, stable, or unclear when compared to the national level. Wisconsin ranked 4th for income inequality, 9th for poverty, and 6th for long-term unemployment rate, where the Policy Forum notes the state has consistently performed better than the national rate for the last 3 decades. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The town of Rockbridge, garbage and recyclables did not get picked up due to flooding last week, so the garbage and recyclables will be picked up Thursday of this week in the town of Rockbridge. And Muscatine Utilities will be flushing hydrants throughout the village today through Thursday. Beginning early in the morning each day, flushing, draining, and refilling activity may temporarily cause a decrease in water pressure, which may cause short-term discoloration in the water. This may also affect automatic flushing units and pressure-sensitive equipment.